Tonight we celebrate the birth of Messiah, the eternal Son of God who becomes human, the Word made flesh. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. The manger is a beautiful detail of the Christmas story. And it seems that the word manger is used almost exclusively with respect to the Christmas story itself. And that word manger, I believe, is something worth exploring. Most broadly, a manger is an area set apart to house and to feed livestock. It's a stall or a pen. Archaeologists have discovered that mangers, during the time of Jesus' birth, were often caves to keep animals out of the element. A manger could be, even more narrowly, a feeding trough, which you see right here in our manger scene, or our creche. Earliest references to Jesus' birth outside of the Bible say that Jesus' manger was indeed a cave. And the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, which is said to be built over Jesus' place of birth, is, in fact, a cave. That means when Mary and Joseph could not find suitable housing for human beings, they had to find a place of refuge reserved for animals. And that place was in the heart of the earth. So what is our Creator, the Creator of the universe, trying to tell us through this story? Why wasn't the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory born in a palace? Why would God allow for his only begotten Son to be born in such extreme, humble circumstances? I believe it is to highlight the incarnation. God's putting an exclamation mark on the humility of his divine servant. This story enhances our understanding of just how radical of a change this is for God to take on our humanity. God's greatest gifts are sometimes hidden by humble circumstances. His truth is sometimes revealed not in spectacular sensationalism, but in ordinary and very earthy ways. The sign that the angels tell the shepherds is not more blinding light from heaven or deafening songs of angels. The sign is a baby wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger. Perhaps the last place one would look for the long-awaited Messiah. The eternal Son of God leaves his heavenly home and throne and is now lying in a lowly crib. The Lord of Glory leaves his heavenly feast that he is host of to be placed in a feeding trough. The King of the universe leaves his mansion to be sheltered in a pen reserved for livestock. This is how earth-shattering and radical the gospel is, and how mind-blowing the Christmas account is. God not only dwells with us in human form, he takes on our humanity, he becomes human, and not only that, he embraces our creatureliness, even being housed and fed in a place set apart for domesticated animals. And that's why cattle, sheep and beasts of burden are part of the manger scene, just as you see here today. Creator becoming creature, and yet still maintaining his divinity. And with him lying in the manger, he appears to be exactly who he is, the bread of heaven, served up for all the earth, the one who feeds us his body and his blood and sustains us, body and soul, by the word of his power. This royal baby in a feeding trough. Jesus not only is conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary, if scholars are right, Jesus is also born in the womb, in the heart of the earth. He is now Son of God, Son of Mary, Son of humanity, and Son of all the earth. The new and greater Adam, the firstborn of all creation, and he gives himself for heavenly food. And so this child will continue to grow in his humanity, divinity, and his earthiness. He will accomplish our salvation by wood, stone, water, bread and wine, body and blood. The wood of the cross, when he carries the weight of the sin of the world upon his shoulders, pays its penalty and delivers us forgiveness. The stone of the earth, where he is born and where he will be buried again, not only to lie there, but to rise again on the third day and bring us victory over death and the grave. The water with the Word and the Holy Spirit that washes away all our sin and brings us adoption into God's family. The bread and the wine that assures us that we are his beloved children. The body and blood of Jesus, which has purchased a place for us in heaven, our eternal home. From manger to mansion. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen virgin, mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.